Welcome to your Ethereum News Roundup. Here's your latest for Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Optimism announces new retro PGF rounds for 2024. A Tornado Cash developer begins trial in the Netherlands. Ankle Protocol introduces USDA. And the CFTC classifies ETH as a commodity. All this and more starts right after this message. This episode is made possible thanks to Optimism's retroactive public goods funding. To support this podcast, please collect today's episode as an NFT on Base at ethdaily.io/NFT. Optimism unveiled a new phase for retroactive public goods funding, introducing category-specific rounds in 2024. A total of 850 million OP tokens, which represent 20% of the token's total supply, have been allocated to funding public goods. 40 million OP tokens have already been awarded during the second and third retro PGF rounds, which supported Optimism collective intents. Projects across any OP chain, including Base, Mode, and Zora, are now eligible for retro funding. Retro PGF 4, set to commence in May, will target on-chain builders. Retro PGF 5, scheduled for August, will focus on contributors to the OP stack, and in the same month, Retro PGF 6 will reward improvements in governance. Retro PGF 7 will take place in October, marking the final round for 2024, which will focus on rewarding development tooling projects. Alexey Pertsev, a developer who helped write open source code for Tornado Cash, has started trial in the Netherlands. He is accused of facilitating money laundering through Tornado Cash, with Dutch officials alleging that he failed to prevent international hacking groups from laundering money on the platform. Pertsev was initially arrested on August 10th and spent 9 months in custody before being released on bail in April of 2023. Crypto educator Eleanor Blank, who has been closely monitoring the trial, reported that Pertsev spent the morning responding to questions from the judges regarding PepperSec liability, governance, and the Tornado Cash compliance tool. If convicted, the case sets a dangerous precedent for open-source developers. Angle Protocol introduced USDA, a stablecoin pegged to the US dollar backed by real-world assets and DeFi assets. USDA holders who stake their tokens in Angle's staked USD savings solution will earn a variable yield. According to Angle, users will be able to seamlessly convert between USDC and USDA. The new stablecoin shares the same framework as EuroA, Angle's Euro-pegged stablecoin. USDA will be integrated into the Morpho Blue lending protocol, allowing users to lend and borrow the stablecoin. The yield will stem from the stablecoin's yield-bearing backing and interest paid from USDA borrowers. USDA is not yet live, but is expected to launch in April, subject to a governance vote. And lastly, in a legal action targeting KuCoin, the CFTC has reiterated its classification as ETH as a commodity, a perspective that diverges from the SEC's undefined stance. The CFTC's complaint alleges that KuCoin engaged in the facilitation of community futures transactions without the required registrations and did not enforce proper KYC procedures. In other news, Google now displays balances across EVM wallets. Coinbase commits to store more corporate balances on Base, and BuildGuild launches a grants program. This has been a roundup of today's top news stories in Ethereum. You can support this podcast by subscribing and following us on X at ETH Daily. Also subscribe to our newsletter at ethdaily.io. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.